Greetings.
Yes.
Yeah. Greetings from nowhere. It looks to me, I not to, you know, get sidetracked here by your video or everything, but it looks like you have an enormous ball behind you.
An enormous ball.
Yes. An enormous ball back there. Is that?
It's on loan from Big Fatty.
It's from the Big Fatty collection of big balls.
Yes. You bounce on it and you stretch over it and it's absolutely enormous.
Is that the one that has the dildo attached to it that you...
Wait. Is that how Big Fatty is making his living nowadays? He's renting out his balls for stretching and bouncing? It's like it's a new, you know, who needs an exercise ball? Just rent.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He's renting out his balls.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1626 of the BFO for Friday, the 18th of April, 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we've got Easter cards to open yesterday.
Oh, here comes Peter Cottontail. Hopping down the funny trail, hippity hoppity, Easter's on its way. Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down
the... Hello, visible contents only yours.
Big, what does that mean?
Hi, everyone, I hope you're all right. It's going well. Yo, you are visible contents only us today because y'all, that's that little sticker. That's that little sticker that they put on the Easter baskets in the store. You know, it says visible contents only, so they don't think that they don't want you to think that they've hidden some jelly beans or something down there in the bottom of that that plastic green grass or something. Y'all, I guarantee they probably put a piece of cardboard down underneath there so that. It makes it look like there's a lot more in it than it really is. But, y'all, it's just visible contents only. And, y'all, I can assure you that your chocolate rabbit is probably going to be hollow. Quite frankly, I got to tell you this. I think the absolute worst Easter candy is Palmer. P-A-L-M-E-R. Y'all, what is the word I want to use? It's unnatural. Gonna do a little memory lane here, y'all. When Big Fatty was growing up, y'all, I would have Easter egg hunts for the children in the neighborhood. There was a group of friends of us, and we'd have a little Easter egg hunt, and I would have little prizes for everybody, and hide the eggs. You know, the individually wrapped marshmallow. Eggs in the it's kind of like a circus peanut, except it was an Easter egg and it was marshmallow on the inside. And we used to color the egg.
Big Freddy, that sounds racist.
No, we would dye the eggs, but y'all, that we didn't have all these fizzy tablets and all that kind of stuff. Y'all, you took, and I don't remember the recipe, but you took hot water and a little bit of vinegar, apple cider vinegar, and several drops of food coloring. Y'all, I'm sure the shit killed us, but you know, put us close to death. And you'd hard boil your eggs and then soak them in the food coloring. And y'all, I absolutely hate hard boiled eggs. They're just vulgar. They're vulgar. And you know, my father loves the deviled eggs. And y'all, it comes out of a chicken's butt. Beep, ready, vulgar. But we did that. And the Easter Bunny would always come and. And we'd have, the Easter Bunny would come Easter morning, and there'd be baskets on the table, and then we'd hunt the eggs that he hid in the house and everything. And in the old days, your Easter Bunny would buy the baskets, and y'all, there was more than just visible contents. Y'all, that was shut all the way through that bee. Hey, come Monday, that is half price Easter candy day. Big Freddy, the best day of the year. No, the best day of the year is the day after Halloween. Yes, Big Freddy, you made a point. So move forward. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this weekend we have got not one, we only have one actual celebration of exiting the birth canal, and then one observed exiting of the birth canal. Y'all, today for right the 18th of April, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for the one and only, y'all, you hear him on the shit list all the time, y'all, it is that Peter G out there in the Bay Area. So nice I named it twice. And I saw on the Twitty on Thursday, y'all, that he's getting the itch for a new little puppy dog. So y'all, maybe a new little puppy dog will be in his Easter basket this weekend. You just never know about that pig, Freddy. That would be lovely. Maybe they'll name it Bunny. Well, yeah, let's name a dog Bunny.
Yes, Big Freddy. Well, if the other one was Kahlua, so well, maybe how about just name it Vodka? That is silly.
Anyway, so Peter, I hope you have a lovely, lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, then tomorrow the 19th, on Saturday, y'all, it is the day, the observed celebration of exiting the birth canal of another one of those shit listers, y'all, is that Mark in Calendar Big Freddy. Now, y'all, that is not his real celebration of exiting birth canal, but he's very protective of that. This coming Saturday is when he observes it, Big Freddy. Well, if he observes it, then I hope he and Peter G have a big old cake with jelly beans.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it's been a while since we've been over here at Spotting Big Fatty, but y'all, last time we were here, that Peter G spotted Big Fatty in his purple outfit out on his motor scooter, and y'all, the Rob One of the Rob Squares has spotted Big Fatty, and it says Big Fatty excels at the new sport of bacon skating. Y'all, I don't know what that is, but I'm going to have to zoom in on it because it says bacon skating is fabulous. And y'all, I don't understand what's going on there, but there's Big Freddy looking at Big Freddy out there in the audience. Big Freddy, that's lovely. And y'all, then that Peter G, he's always got to push the envelope. It says that Peter G, we don't like to hear this. Fatty, please provide feedback to our customer service. And it says, Big Freddy's tweet to U.S. Airways goes horribly, horribly wrong. Big Freddy, it's vulgar. Big Freddy, look how vulgar that is. Oh, dear Gussie. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you know I said I'd gotten some Easter cards earlier in the week. Y'all, we're going to open them now. Y'all, and the first one is from St. Paul, Minnesota. And y'all, we're going to open it up here. Oh, Big Betty, look at that. And y'all, it is, oh, that's lovely. Y'all, I'm going to turn on the light. Big Betty, you're not prepared. Oh, y'all, there is the bunny rabbit on the front, and it's a little egg. Oh, y'all, this looks like it's almost hand-drawn. That is beautiful. Is this hand-drawn? I think it is. Mark, did you do this? Did you paint this? Or did you... Y'all, I believe this has been painted on here. And it's a rabbit and holding the Easter egg against some flowers and all. And it says, Easter's here because there's that rabbit. Happy Easter. Now, y'all, is that really from the Spambassador? Or is that from... Y'all, I believe the envelope's been painted, too. Big Fanny, that is awfully fancy. Mark, I didn't know you were so... I mean, y'all, it may not be Mark. I don't know. Fess up, whoever it is. Y'all, I'm gonna put a picture of these guys. It'll be displayed. I tell you what, we're going to display it at noon on Easter Sunday. Big Fanny, that'll be lovely. Y'all, the next one is from the Robs. You know, they just posted something over there, the bacon skating at the spot in Big Fatty. And Big Fatty, that's addressed to me, too. So, all right, Poodle, you open it. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, Big Fatty, look. It says, here's the secret to achieving... foodie status. Big Fatty, that looks like a little weenie's wrapped in bacon. And it says, wrap it in bacon. Big Fatty. It says, Big Fatty and Poodle, you are our favorite foodies. It's always better with bacon and the fat one. Love the Ross. Wait, it wasn't an Easter card after all, but y'all, that looks delicious. So, you know, I'm going to put that with the Easter cards. Y'all, because, you know, nothing says Easter like bacon, baby. And y'all, then we had one arrive on Thursday, and y'all, it is from that moose pea up there in the right, baby. That one's addressed to me too. Big Fatty, I'm going to open it. And y'all, Moose is written on the back, Easter. Okay, so I'm going to open it now, too. And y'all, I guess the Robs have unsubscribed because I said if it's not an Easter card, let me know. So unsubscribe, but, you know, they sent a card anyway that had pictures of bacon. Big Fatty, that's all that matters. And y'all, here's the picture. Oh, Big Fatty, look. It says, I can't get my slipper on. Y'all, there's some old woman with her pink curler, hair curlers on. And it says, the Easter Bunny gets a rude awakening. Y'all, the old woman's got pink bunny slippers. And y'all, she's trying to stick her foot up the Big Fatty, we see what she's trying to stick her foot up. And it's not lovely. And you open it up and it says, Happy Easter. Hope you, Poodle, and Kitty have a fun holiday. Y'all, that is just lovely. On the back of the card, the Easter Bunny is talking to the Mother Bunny, I guess that is. And it says, are you walking funny? And Easter Bunny says, shut up, Big Fatty. And y'all, inside there was a scratch-off, Big Fatty. I don't see my lucky coin to do the scratch-off. But anyway, y'all, we're going to do the scratch-off. Here's the coin right here. So y'all, we're going to do the scratch-off. And y'all, it's been a while since we've had a scratch off, y'all. This is the Carolina Limited, and it says find a money bag symbol and win the prize for that symbol. Find a limited symbol and win $50 instantly. And y'all, you just scratch 10 little numbers. So here we go. Big Fatty, this is exciting. There's a number 3, no winner there. And then there's a number 9, not a winner. And then we have a number 5, no winner there. And then we have number one, not a winner. And then the number 10, no winner there. Okay, we're going to the second line now. And y'all, then let's see, what do we got there? We've got the number 12, no winner there. And then the number 11, not a winner. And the number 19, no winner there. And then the number 16, not a winner, Big Fatty. And then finally the number 13, Big Fatty, not only is it not a winner, but it's unlucky. Well, but Moose P, thank you so much for the scratch-off. Big Fatty, I just love the scratch-offs. And I think Squeaky Kitty, too. there you have it. But y'all, thank you all, the Robs and Moose P and whoever painted the Easter Bunny and the egg. Y'all, I just assumed it was the Laughing Buddha, since it was from St. Paul. But y'all, I may be totally wrong. Big Fatty, in other words, you don't know who the hell sent it to you. That's pretty much it. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I've had a joke here for a while. Michael in Stuttgart, you know, that's Kim Beavers, a second cousin twice removed. By the way, y'all, I've been told that Miss Beaver has gotten her computer back, but y'all. He sent me a joke. It says a man was lying in the bed with his new girlfriend. After having great sex, she spent the next hour just rubbing his balls. Big Fatty, because it was something she just loved to do. As he was enjoying it, he turned to her and asked her, "Why do you love doing that?" And because, she replied, "I really miss mine." Big Fatty! But I thought that one was pretty good. Big Fatty, you would. Y'all, let's just see what we got here. Y'all, I've had several people say, "Big Fatty, you need to elaborate on Toppy Smelly's Ask Big Fatty question about why you do not wear the underpants." And y'all, I'm happy to do that. And it gets kind of back to and since this is the Easter egg kind of show, y'all, it kind of gets back to the big Easter eggs. And y'all, Big Fatty just likes to have a little bit of freedom. Anytime there's less, y'all, in fact, Big Fatty loves to come home and get out of his clothes. You know, I don't always run around naked. You know, maybe every once in a while I do, but y'all, I just love to get into something comfortable and that's baggy and things just dangle to and fro. I can throw them over my head and tie them in a bow. Big Fatty, you're just being silly now. Big Fatty, and plus, y'all, less laundry detergent. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely Easter weekend. I don't know how you celebrate. Larry Claus celebrating up there in the New York City! Big Fatty took him to the Aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto, on Thursday. Big Fatty's just gonna have a regular weekend. Y'all, I did run by the Honey Baked Ham store, and y'all, I got a 6-pound ham. I had $13 in coupons, and I got a 6-pound ham for $30. Y'all, I thought it was lovely. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from that Dubious Intentions, and they were talking about Big Fatty's Easter eggs. Adam, what's Big Fatty doing with his?
He's renting out his balls.
Two for the price of one.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.